The Grow My Cleaning Company podcast helps owners of cleaning companies just like you to grow your company and yourself so you can make more money and finally get the time and money freedom that probably got you into this business. Discover how to automate and create systems that allow you to grow like crazy without losing control. If you dig the show and want to show some love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes. It really helps. Enjoy the show.
Hey, Cleaning Nation, Mike Campion here with the lovely, the amazing, the Canadian, Suzanne Bandic. But she spends many of her hours, days, and months in Mexico, which confuses me. Because if she's Canadian from Canada, which is above America, but she lives in Mexico, which is below, I'm like, let's just sort it out. We'll call her American. And she speaks the language good. I think she's a grade tour A-er, but other than that, she's we're going to let it slide. So many of you who are fans get a lot of Tracy because we love Tracy. She's one of our mindset coaches, but not as much Suzanne. And I think my favorite part, one of my favorite things about these two ladies is they're both wildly amazing at getting beliefs changed and people feeling the way they need to feel and looking at things the way they look at to get results, but completely different. No one is ever going to accuse Suzanne of being a Tracy knockoff or vice versa because they're just wildly different. And, Suzanne is probably the most different person on my team than me, which I love interviewing her because it always has more fun and one of my favorites. So that said, Suzanne, I know she's kind of sent me a topic she wants to talk about. I'm excited about it, but I didn't want to even screw it up with an introduction. So I'm going to toss the ball to you and you say fascinating things. I will ask hopefully interesting questions and we'll get this party started.
Well, hello, Mike. Hello, everybody. What I would love to discuss with you today, Mike, is a way that you can play with your mindset to lessen fears, stop with thinking negatively, and the ability to actually focus on what you want.
Is that all? Why don't we just promise the moon? I'm glad you're running this thing because that would be too big of a promise for me. I'm like, I don't know. I can't do any of those things. Never mind all of it. But I have high hopes with Suzanne. Only thing I'll add as we go forward is I used to fight the word mindset a lot. And a word that I chosen to use that I think is helpful for me and maybe helpful for you is just beliefs. Mindset seems real squishy and woo woo. I'm like, I don't even know what that means, but beliefs, I'm like, that's a solid locked thing. And the encouragement I'm going to give as we walk into this is all those things that Suzanne mentioned, from what I could tell, don't have a lot to do with reality, right? You could be having what you consider a good day or bad day, making money, losing money, feeling good, feeling bad, fighting with the spouse, loving the spouse, whatever that is. And it doesn't affect all those things Suzanne just mentioned, you still have 100% control of. So I want to encourage you, certainly we want to help you make money and get out of cleaning and grow and all those cool things. But if I could pick, I'd rather you still be cleaning or not growing as fast as you want and feel amazing about life than be growing really fast, not cleaning, be a millionaire and hate life. So as much as we talk about what to do and how to do it, important, certainly if you want results, how you experience it, how you choose to experience it, I hate to say it from the guy that doesn't know how to help you with this, more important than the what to do. So I'm buckled up. I'm excited. I can't wait to hear what you have to say.
Well, that's great information, Mike. Yes, it's about beliefs because we've talked about this before. Everything we're thinking, our mind wants to prove us right. Mm-hmm. So let's go to the positive instead of the negative because it's a future that's not, it's not written in stone yet. It hasn't happened. So why should we stress and fear the future when we can think, I'm going to choose to believe in positive things, right?
You can even go further. If we choose to worry and fret about negative things, that has happened. So even though the reality we're fretting about likely isn't going to happen because we tend to over-dramatize the negativity, we still experience that if it has. So it's like,
exactly.
By God, Suzanne's probably not going to punch me on this podcast, but if I just stress the word about it, I could get myself worked up to feel 80% of the pain I would feel if she actually did it. That's insane. Or she's probably not going to gift me $1 million or tell me I'm, you know, a grandfather or some exciting thing. But if I could still choose to experience some of that. So 1000% yes is what I'm trying to say in my long, clumsy way.
Awesome. So what we're going to talk about is pre-paving. So, you know, when you feel anxious about something coming up, you know, you need to do something or even just an everyday errand, you need to go to the bank and you get concerned about, oh, what's the traffic like? It's going to take too long. I'm running late. There may be a lineup. I may not find parking. This may take forever. It's going to be hard, right? So in our mind, with our beliefs, we can be thinking all of those negative things, or we can stop, we can breathe, and we can say, what would I like to experience?
That's a writer downer, kids. What would I like to experience? That could be life-changing words. Go ahead.
Okay. So in our mind, we can say, you know what? I would like to see, I get there in perfect timing. The traffic flows smoothly. I meet the nicest drivers. I find the perfect parking space. There's no lineup when I walk in the bank, and I'm done quickly and effortlessly. And I would like to see that happen. If we focus on what we want to see happen, chances are we're more likely to see that. Mike's thinking.
I'm in such agreement with you. I'm just trying to articulate in a way not to detract from what you just said, because 1,000% yes is the short version. The long version, and I love doing this because I'm constantly trying to help people do the things they need to do, which has a lot of, and that's why we have Suzanne and Tracy, because the way they think about it has a lot to do with it. And Suzanne and Tracy are more focused just on the beliefs that they have, knowing that we're going to cover the what to do and how to do it. So how those blend, it's funny, everything you're saying is spot on, but the opposite is kind of what I want people to get as well. It is so frustrating coaching people. You know, our program is not cheap. It's expensive. It's comprehensive. It's great. Part of what people get or buy is the confidence of knowing what to do and what not to do. And 80% of the people get it, but there's 20%. I actually sent you a help ticket from someone this morning who, I don't want to say they, in my opinion, choose. It probably doesn't feel internally for them that they're choosing, but from an outside perspective, I would say they're choosing to focus on the fears and what if. So even though we're like, do this and this and this and this, and if you just follow the system, you'll get exactly the outcomes that you want. If they took Suzanne's advice and did exactly that, said, it's going to, I've invested in the system. Obviously I believe in it. I wouldn't have thrown money at it if I thought it was full of crap. I've already spent the money. Might as well believe it's going to work. Why? You know, if I didn't think it was going to work, should I save my money? But if I believe it's going to work, I might as well just go all in, right? As long as no one asks me to lie or cheat or steal or do anything weird. Well, we're going to ask you to do weird stuff, but nothing immoral. I'm just going to do it, right? As long as I'm not hurting myself or my fellow man, I'll just go ahead and do it. And I'm exactly what Susie said. It's going to be great. I've got smart people around me. They love me. They wouldn't have invited me in and offered to help if they didn't think I was good enough. There's a whole team of people. This is going to be amazing. And oddly enough, those people get that experience. But when they choose to focus on what if, what about this, or you didn't cover that, or I think something's missing, or they just live in those fears. And no matter, it almost doesn't matter how good or bad the system is. If there's no belief, there's that word again, belief, and they choose to focus on fears that don't even exist. Mm-hmm. It's almost like they're unhelpable.
Absolutely, Mike. Let's discuss that for a minute, because I deal with that every day with the people who choose to come into the program.
That's why, okay? We really have to set on the thing, because when I deal with them, like, just shut up and listen. And that's not effective, apparently. So this is why Suzanne, earmuff Suzanne, could demand double the money. I'd be like, okay. Just because I don't want to deal with it. B, I don't know how to deal with it. And it seems like wizardry to me. So yes, absolutely. This is what Suzanne deals with. God
bless you. Even that, right? Smart people surround themselves with people who fill in the gaps of what they may not do as well. It also helps ease the burden of having to do everything yourself. Right? So that's exactly what we talk about, the team. And as far as the stressing and the thinking, oh my gosh, what have I gotten into? This feels like it's too much for me. What if I fail? What if I can't do it? All of that thinking and those beliefs are past thoughts. They're habits that we carry.
And so your brain's going to help. When you ask those questions, your brain's like, okie dokie, let's get it. Like they say,
let's get more of that.
They say for lawyers, don't ask a question that you don't know the answer to. For what we're talking about, don't ask a question that you know the answer to and is only going to bring pain and suffering. What if this doesn't work? before whatever this is, going to the bank, investing in a program, marrying somebody, whatever the it is, yeah, ask that question beforehand. Most certainly ask those questions before you get married or before you go, decide to start your company. But by God, once you've started it, what could possibly good come of? What if my wife cheats on me? What if I cheat on her? What if my business fails? What if? If we can't do anything about it, why? Why? It just, exactly. Nothing good can come of it.
Exactly. But there's a habit that we have. It's like people are going to say, but Mike, I've always worried about this stuff.
Yeah.
Right. It's what I do. It's who I am. I always have to think of the worst case scenario. We all have people like that in our lives. That could be my brother. Thank you very much.
Hopefully he's not listening. Or if he is, he's going, oh, it's the other brother, not me. Hopefully you have two brothers at least. Or the problem is, even if you do have two brothers, the one that's negative is going to go, oh, she's totally talking about me. Even if it's...
Exactly. Right. So we have all that and we say, but this is who I am.
Ooh. And that's... Do you hear the jump Suzanne made? This is what I do. Not great. This is who I am. Well, now you're screwed. As soon as you choose to let that in, this is my identity. Woo! Now we need Suzanne to unravel it because you're screwed. Go ahead, sister.
That's exactly what I would like everyone that's listening to focus on, is think about how you define yourself. Who are you? And let's talk about our beliefs or mindset. Do we tend to think about the negative because we think we're protecting ourselves? Or do we tend to think about the positive because we want the future to be more rosy, right? People will say, oh, the negative people will say, oh, but the people who are thinking rosy are Pollyannas. They're just in fantasy land. And I'm going to say to everybody, what reality would you like? Because we choose it today.
Let me speak for the negative guy or gal. And this is not me, but I know they're out there and they're saying this in their heart. So I just want you the opportunity to be able to respond. Suzanne, I'm not negative. I'm just a realist. I want to be realistic about this. Mm-hmm. Speak to that poor son of a gun.
And that, dear sir, is a choice. What reality would you like?
Okay. I'm going one more level just in case. But Suzanne, and by the way, it's hard for me to say this because I'm so in tune with what you're saying and it's vinegar coming out of my mouth, but I want to give a voice to those people that feel this way so we can help them as well. Suzanne, you know, as well as I do, I could absolutely think that the bank's going to be great and the traffic's going to be great. I did that once in 1997 and there was the worst car accident I've ever seen in my whole life. So I now know that's insane to think I can control the world with my thoughts. I'm just being a realist.
I'm going to come back to, do you want to experience more of the same or would you like to experience something different?
But I did. I tried. I put out into the world that it was going to be great and it wasn't 26 years ago. And now I've learned. So how can you possibly say that this works? Because I tried and it didn't work. All right. And I'm sorry, Suzanne, you know, that's not who I am. It feels so stupid.
Absolutely. But Mike, this is real. Thank you for doing this. Right. Thank you. Because this is so many people in the world that do this. Okay. My suggestion is usually, how about you try this new way for a week? Let's just see what happens. Just play with it. Just try it for a week. At the end of the week, examine it. Say, what's happened? Did things turn out a little bit better? I think maybe I'll try it for another week. Right? Do it 1 week at a time. That, by the way, is how my mother got me through university.
Yeah, there it is, university. I knew she was Canadian. I caught you. We go to college here in the
city. You know, she said, just do 1 week at a time. Just take it to spring break, right? So anything new we're trying, we're changing a habit and it's not easy to change that habit. But I'm used to thinking negatively, Suzanne. I'm used to thinking about the worst, usually because I don't want to be disappointed.
That's a great one.
Right? So what if you just try for a day, for a week, and try what I'm suggesting and see how it feels?
And the cool thing is, for all you pragmatists out there that are like, I know science and you can't make things happen with your mind. For those that believe that, true story. And again, I'm not one of these, like, I'm going to bend a spoon with my mind or anything like that. But I have most definitely found when I focus on whatever I focus on, I tend to get, period, end of sentence. Not every time, not 100%. This isn't magic genie type crap, right? But where your focus is, the biblical version would be where your treasure is, your heart is as well. So that would be money. I think focus is also the treasure that we have. That's a gift that we have. So wherever we put that time, money, focus, energy, that's what we tend to get. So to the pragmatist out there, if your standard is, if I can't have it 100% of the time work, like in a scientific lab, then I don't want it. Best of luck. If you're, Suzanne had a really good standard, I think, for a week, focus on what you really want and try and eliminate what you don't really want. Just feel if the experience of your life is better. And there's external. Do you actually get the parking spot that you want more often than you might have? And a week may not be enough time to actually do math, but this isn't a science experiment. You know, I think you probably will get more of what you actually want. I can almost guarantee you'll experience more of what you want. So the cool thing is the external stuff, we have influence, but not control, right? So this mindset, these beliefs can and will influence the world around us, but we have control over how we experience it. Like that's a Tracy, you know, Tracy's not here, but she says, what is it? Pain is not optional, right? We're all going to have pain. Suffering is completely optional. Mm-hmm. So I think that focus, even for you pragmatists that are just like, you can't prove it. Fine. I can absolutely prove your experience will be wildly different. Even if not one iota of a thing changes in the world, it'll be different. So how do we do that when I do visualize and I think I did it perfectly and I still have the worst day of my life? How do I still win for myself in that circumstance? And I think it's going to happen less and less, but it's not going to happen zero.
Okay. Well, I'm going to come back to what did you really believe? So there's a difference between saying 10 beautiful affirmations of what you want for your life, right? Well, people will say, but I say all these affirmations every single day and nothing happens. So if you're saying the affirmation and you're kind of going in the back of your head, yeah, right, I don't really believe any of it, it doesn't happen. So are you really going to believe that? Maybe. And we're not asking to go from a negative to the world's going to be rosy. We're asking, can you say it might be a little bit better if I try to think about things in a different way?
Or even, and this is probably too advanced, tell me if I'm jumping way too ahead. I think you said it perfectly. Saying it is step one, right? But there's actors. I can say, I love you on a script to another human being across from me on a stage. And it means something very different than when I look into the eyes of my baby, right? So they're saying it, which has some power. There's thinking it or believing it. That's got more power. And in my opinion, and sort me out if I'm completely backwards, Suzanne, feeling it is going to circumvent all of that and get right to the nub of it. So if I'm going, I'm going to have a good day, it's going to be the best, you know, repeat, I'm going to have a good day, it's going to be the best. My feelings are, this is stupid, it's not going to work, I have a garbage day. I think you know more of the physiology of it, but I believe our feelings just have that like highway to our brain, whereas our mouth kind of has a back road kind of a thing.
Absolutely. Let me give everybody a checkpoint. If you're feeling good, you're believing what you're saying. If you're feeling bad, you're believing what you're saying. So check back in what you're thinking, what you're saying, and you'll know, am I thinking positive? Am I thinking that things, you know, I'm pre-paving a successful day or a successful meeting? Or a successful, I deal with this all the time in the program, Mike, I got to make a price increase call.
Right.
Right. What does our mind do? Our mind goes to, oh my gosh, everything bad is going to happen. I'm going to lose them. They're going to say no. That's where our thought goes. How about if you take a second, you breathe before you make the phone call and you say, I'm going to anticipate that I say just the right words and they understand and they say, of course.
And let me prove it for all of you guys. You'll have, our gals, you'll have this experience. Every single one of us that's over 7.5 years of age has encountered two kinds of people. One, they just know when you've got a meeting or a call or that person's number comes on the caller ID, you get a little bit of, okay, it's Mike, here we go. And God willing, many of us have people that you see them on your calendar or your caller ID and you're like, oh, Suzanne, like she's one of those human beings where she and I don't get to talk as much as I like. So every time we do it, just, and for those of you that are missing the YouTube, you're missing the smile. Her smile is just 1,000 watt. It just such a mom smile. I'm sure your kids just feel super loved. And we've all experienced those people, and how I relate to Suzanne is wildly different. And I try to be a super positive guy and love everybody. And I try to, you know, give everyone my best regardless of their, how they show up. But I'm a human and you're human, and every other person you're going to deal with on the face of the earth is a human. So my experience with, so Suzanne's experience with me, she can't control how I show up, but holy heck, she probably is like, man, Mike just seems to like me a lot. And it's like, yeah, that's, and whose fault or responsibility, you know, and that's how Suzanne shows up. Like, she makes it so easy to like her. And I'm guessing that's not my relationship with her. I know that's how she goes about the world. And I'm sure she has her share of people flipping her off or crazy people, but I'm guessing that share is very small. And the share of people that are like, I love Suzanne, I can't wait to talk to her. She's the one. And I already know without knowing, in your family, you're the one people come to, whether it's moms or daughters or sisters, Suzanne's the one that they just come to. So if we've all had that experience with other humans, we got to recognize we're in one of those, we're on that spectrum ourselves. And if we are constantly like mopey Dawn, you know, like Eeyore, things suck, it's going to be the worst. You're just such a repellent energy. No one even wants to be around you. Probably you don't want to be around you, but you're stuck. It's you, right? And when you've got that energy Suzanne's talking about, it's so attractive. Everybody wants to be around you.
You want something to everybody can write down?
Always.
We attract what we're thinking about.
That's a good one. We attract what we're thinking about. It's beautiful.
Okay. My attraction, I am always thinking. Everybody, I've been at this mindset stuff for a long time in the beliefs, right? But I always meet the nicest people. That's a very simple affirmation for me. And I truly believe that. Now let's talk about beliefs for a minute. I started saying this, and what happened was my mind started finding, in my reality, I started focusing on the nicest people. Or they would say something to me and I'd pull out what they said that was super nice. And my mind was going, see, you're right. You do meet the nicest people. And before I knew it, it was getting easier and easier. And the belief is something I would take to my grave. I meet the nicest people, because the proof just kept coming because it was my thought. What happened first, chicken or the egg, right?
Well,
the person or the thought?
When you think you're going to meet the nicest people, obviously you have a better, you show up differently.
Right.
And when you show up differently, so if you ask 1,000 people I've met, is Mike nice or not nice? Or is he the nicest people or not the nicest people? Suzanne would probably go, oh, Mike's super sweet. I'm sure if you looked hard enough, you'd find someone go, oh, Mike's a huge pain in the ass. It's not, I have a lot of ownership, but I'm guessing just like, even we mentioned, you know, Suzanne in traffic, maybe someone flips her off. Say we all get that once a month. I don't even know what it is. I'll bet you Suzanne's
experience. By the way,
experience,
I'm going to send them love.
Yeah, well, but
they need it.
Suzanne doesn't even notice it. If I asked her, she'd be like, that's never happened to me. But if I was in the car with her, I'd be like,
that's true.
It happens every 17 days. But Suzanne is so tuned into the nice people. It doesn't even register. And the crazy thing is, Mr. Flipper Offer, Mrs. Flipper Offer, they might be furious with Suzanne for 10 minutes, an hour. They might go tell their boss or their friend about this crazy lady the next day. And they're thinking somehow it affects Suzanne, but they're miserable. Suzanne didn't even freaking register because she's too busy running into nice people. She's trained her brain. This is who you get. So when people meet that mold, she connects and immediately is on that wavelength. And when people don't fit that mold, I bet you she can't even see them. Like literally, if we could somehow count the people that had a bad energy or gave a hand signal or shook their fist, the count would be 10, 20X what Suzanne would experience. If she wouldn't be lying. She'd go, yeah, I think one time 9 months ago. But if we had a little counter in the car, it'd be like, there was 34 Suzanne. And she'd be like, I don't know. Like it just isn't that. And the cool thing is, what's the difference for Suzanne if it really was one person or she just experienced one person? Zero. It's exactly the same experience.
Wow. That is deep, Mike.
Well, there you go. Angry people in traffic. How can you beat it?
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely.
So next steps. I'm dumb and I got it. So I know that you've communicated this in a way that anyone that wants to hear is able to hear. So assuming everyone's kind of on the same page as we are, and we got it. What's next? What do you recommend? How do you, what's next? I guess is the question.
Well, what's next is to actually implement.
Dang, I was afraid you were going to say that.
And, you know, I go through this all the time, again, with our clients. It's, you can hear it. You've all heard it now. And you've thought, maybe that's a good idea. Maybe sometime I'll implement it. If you don't think about it now, think about the next thing that you have to do, whatever it is. And I want you to take a moment right now and picture it going smoothly, the way you would like it to go. If you don't do that by tomorrow, gosh, even by later today, you'll have forgotten this concept that maybe could make a huge difference in your life. You'll have forgotten it if you don't implement it into your life and say, I'm going to try it, or make a note to say, I'm going to try it for a day, or I'm going to try it for a week, and remind yourself every single day. Nope, I'm going to try Suzanne's theory. And then I'm going to say, oh, she's full of, can I say it, crap? Or, hey, that was a great idea. Right? So that's the next step. Implement. We've learned about it. And the bottom line is, what are you ready for? Are you wanting to lessen the fear you have in your life? The dread, the confusion, the negative thinking, right? That things always have to be the same way and you're maybe not happy with them. Are you ready for a change? Then try this.
I'm going to bring up one last thing and then we're going to wrap it. First of all, agreed on all counts. Second of all, a lot of the things that you might feel like you need to do, kind of shitting on yourselves, I should do this, I should do it, can feel really heavy in their heart. And some are and some aren't. This is one of the lightest, right? This feels great. There's some things you do that are like, oh, that's going to be a tough one. You know, if we were talking about forgiveness and going to someone that's wronged you and making it whole, I get going, it's important, but that's going to be a tough one. This is just one of the lightest, easiest things. It's like, go give your, you know, go get a massage from a good therapist. Like, come on, this should be an easy one in your list. All right. The last thing I want to say, because my favorite thing about Suzanne, I think our beliefs are very, very similar, but the way we look at the world is just so different. I'd love, we're kind of opposite sides of the same coin. So it's so much fun getting to talk to you. So I'm always trying to bring up the people. I think you're kind of one brain and see the world one way and I'm the other. So I can kind of bring out the questions that they would be asking. So I'll give you the most opposite energy I can think of from Suzanne is Jocko Willink, the author of Extreme Ownership. So Navy SEAL, man, you know, very masculine. I guess the big thing is Suzanne's got a very beautiful feminine energy. Not that she can't be, have a good masculine energy as well, but naturally I think she just, her feminine energy is so attractive. And I think I'm on the other end of the spectrum, not good or bad, just different. Jocko's way further than, he's as masculine and he's just super masculine. But that extreme ownership really melds with what you're saying. He talks about owning every daggum thing. And I think guys that are pragmatic, like that sounds bullcrap, I'm not trying that, would completely, I don't say buy into, but completely sign off on extreme ownership. So I just saw the connection. I wanted to get your opinion as you were talking to Suzanne of, really, extreme ownership is not just owning how I show up, but going, I'm going to go so far as to own how Suzanne shows up. And if you ever want to lead a team, that's how you got to do. Your energy is going to flow to just be like, well, Suzanne's a bad egg. There's nothing I can do about it. She's just a pain in the ass. Like, doesn't matter how I show up. Well, yeah, if I show up like that, even Suzanne's going to have a tough time being Suzanne if I beat that into her. So how do you, or do you marry or intertwine that, what I would consider is a very masculine concept of extreme ownership with this very beautiful kind of soft skill set of owning your beliefs? I see those as really entwining nicely, and I have a feeling you can put a bow on it.
I have a very simple question. Whenever anything happens to you, whether it's good or bad, the question is, how did I attract that?
That's such a good question. So for one half of the brain, how did I attract that would be a perfect phrasing. The other half of the brain, or other half of the types that think this way, how can I extremely own this? But it's really saying the same thing, just in words that different is going to resonate with different people. So I love that. So for those of you that think, how did I attract that? It's too woo woo. It's too, that doesn't make sense. It doesn't connect. Go, how can I take extreme ownership over the situation? And for people that extreme ownership doesn't connect with, go, how did I attract that? Exactly the same power, but I think very, that should cover most people. All right. Anything we missed? Anything you want to add? Any words of encouragement or love before we go?
I think that's good. Let's try it. Right?
Yes.
Everybody take the action, try it out. Let us know what you find.
All right. So let me give you an easier action item for everyone. Do that first and foremost. For those of you that are going, I want to do that. I know I should, but I probably won't. Fine. Break it down even easier. So the thing I love and the thing I don't love about these podcasts are most of the time you put the voice, you know, earbuds, and it's right into your brain and it's just a direct connection, which is fantastic. But we can get like, I like this. It feels good to learn. I don't have to go do anything. I just learn all this great stuff and I feel amazing, but my life doesn't change because I don't do any of the action items. And we can just listen to the next one, the next one, the next one, which feels great, doesn't affect as much. So I'm going to encourage everybody to, as much as I love the sound of my own voice or all the guests or hosts we have on our podcast, to go to the next one, pause, just give yourself 5 minutes, take an action. Never leave, as Tracy would say, never leave the scene of a decision without some sort of action. That's exactly what Suzanne's saying. So I would suggest exactly what Suzanne said. Pick out the next thing you're going to do today and maybe the biggest two or three or four things that you're looking forward to and really not looking forward to this week, and then decide how you're going to experience them in advance. That would be the big boy, big girl call to action. For those of you who are like, I'm just going to go to the next one. All right, hold on. We'll give you a little easier one. If you go to growmycleaningcompany.com, we've got the 5 shifts that you need. It's a 40-minute training. It's a little more compact and like, I still need stuff to do. I would do that. So anyway, growmycleaningcompany.com, that's where kind of all the free content we have, stuff like this. But again, doesn't matter if our content is the cure to cancer. If you don't take any action, we might as well just be babbling. That's it. GrowMyCleaningCompany.com. Check it out now. Do the absolutely free on-demand training, 5 shifts that you need to make to clean your business up. See you there.
Bye, everyone.
Well, here we are, the end of the podcast, and you made it. Great job. I've got a little bonus for you before for sticking through with me, but like I mentioned before, if you got value out of this podcast and you want to show a little love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes, Spotify, wherever the heck you're listening to this thing. Share with a friend, share the love. And as a special thank you for those of you that stuck with me to the end, how about I give you my personal phone number so we can text? It's a great way for me to get to know you, your business, your goals personally. So shoot me a text now, 602-932-6431. 602-932-6431. I am the only one who responds to these texts, and I will personally respond to everyone I possibly can as long as this number is manned. Don't know how long we're going to keep this at the end of the podcast, so grab it now. 602-932-6431. Give me a text. Say hey. Can't wait to meet you.